Hi, listening friend. We're so glad you're here on this Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, March 27th, 2012. And I can say Testimony Tuesday because today you're going to hear part two of my recent conversation with Steve Green as he spent 40 minutes on the phone answering a number of questions, sharing some of his life story, doing a little teaching out of Colossians, being very transparent on sharing some of his childhood struggles and some of the things he's even been dealing with up until this point in his life. And yet through it all, he continues to give God all the glory and the credit for his music ability and the 50-plus countries that he's traveled to where he's been able to sing and share his music ministry. So if you missed yesterday's broadcast, I invite you to go to greatnewsradio.org and go to our archived programs link, and you'll see Steve Green's name there, and click on it, and you can hear part one. And today is the remainder of that conversation that I had with him a few days ago, along with, I'll intersperse two different songs. The first is off his latest CD, Love Will Find a Way. And later on in the broadcast, he talks about collaborating with Michael English and singing a duet on the song. So I'll share a portion of that, and then another favorite. So stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes, and prepare to be blessed by his story. The Singing Men had a fabulous rehearsal last night. We're all set to go for this Thursday, other than Larry Budget Tours Bunning, who was misbehaving, and we had to send him to the corner for a little time out. Larry, I know you're tuned in, and this is what you get for mouthing off during rehearsal, or at least after rehearsal. But anyways, the thing about Steve Green, he doesn't mouth off. He's a class act. He loves the Lord, a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. And so we'll just pick up where we left off yesterday. But first, here's a song, Your Grace Still Amazes Me, with Michael English joining Steve Green. And later on, you'll hear him talk about this very song.
My faithful Father, enduring friend, your tender mercies lie a river with no end. It overwhelms me, covers my sin. Each time I come into your presence, I stand in wonder once again. Your grace still amazes me. Your love is still a mystery. Each day I fall on my knees, 'cause your grace still amazes me. Your grace still amazes me.
Well, you've been a disciple of the Lord Jesus for many years. You've traveled to 50-plus countries. You've sung, yeah, really, literally all over the world.
My back feels it, too.
Yes.
All those coach airplane seats.
Yeah. Have you had a favorite experience or country that you visited, maybe where you saw God work, almost a supernatural outpouring at an event or a concert, or just maybe some of the heartache that you've seen where you've really had God put a country or a people group on your heart?
You know, there's too many to tell you, and I have been privileged to see so much of God's power in rescuing people and encouraging people. So many events, so many countries. But I'll just give you one that's always been a good reminder to me. I took my son a few years ago. I wanted him to go back to where I grew up. I wanted him to see the first town I lived in Argentina. And I wanted to go back and have a concert in that town. Okay, here I was 5 years old when I was living there. And now I'm coming back and I'm doing a citywide concert. Who would have dreamed? And never in a million years would I have ever dreamed that would happen. And so it was a big deal, the biggest auditorium available in town, and it was packed to the gills. And I was ready. I had prayed so much for this, and I had a message that I wanted to deliver to my town, to my city. So I start singing, and I hadn't been singing for 15 minutes. And the skies opened up, and the biggest thunderstorm I'd ever been in. And we were in a tin-roofed auditorium, and the sound of the hail on the tin roof was deafening, so that the people couldn't even hear me. So I'm singing my heart out, just asking God to take away this rain and stop it, because, you know, I'm on a mission. I've got something to deliver here. Well, not only did it not stop, it just intensified, and it poured, and it flooded, and the whole auditorium started to flood. So I'm singing, and my sound technician, with a horrified look on his face, leaves the sound console in the back of the auditorium, walks up to the front, middle of the song, I stop, and he looks at me and he says, I am turning this off. My cables are all underwater. You're all in danger of being electrocuted. And so we stop. Well, nobody can leave the auditorium. It's packed full of people. And there's no place for me to go because there's not a dressing room. There's not an offstage place. I'm just stuck on stage. And so to keep from causing, you know, chaos, yeah, my brother just kind of whisks me out the back, puts me in a taxi cab, and sends me to the hotel. I am just distraught. That was my one shot to be there. And so, you know, the thunderstorm ends, we sleep, we get up the next morning, and we leave. We're gone. And I'm confused, and I'm disheartened, and I'm like, oh, you know, really? After all this, yeah, I don't get to do what I came these thousands of miles to do. I can't do. Well, a week later, I got an email from the sponsor of the event, and he said, let me tell you what God did. In that auditorium that night, there were people groups that never would ever get together. People from different indigenous groups with so much prejudice that they would never fellowship together. There's been a great divide among the various indigenous groups. He said that night, they all came because you were the common denominator. They all, your parents had worked with each of those groups, and they came, and they were in the same auditorium. And he said, then, God, you had done your, you'd already finished your job. Your job was to get them together. And once they were together, really, he didn't need you. He took you out of the way, and then they had to sit there for several hours in the auditorium because they couldn't leave. And he said there was reconciliation. There was a unity. They were singing songs together. They actually became the body of Christ in that place. And it just reminded me that I am so expendable. All of us are. We are not the point. The point is God is doing his work with or without us. He lets us see it from time to time. But we have to remember that it is his story, it is his work, and Jesus is the hero. And we are but mere servants who he uses from time to time to accomplish something much greater than ourselves.
Yeah, and isn't that just like God in his economy? I mean, there's always layers of blessings or layers of things that he's going to accomplish or do. And here the thunder or the clouds were coming, you're thinking, oh, I'm hoping they're going to open up and he's going to say, here's my son, Steve Green. With him, I am well pleased. And you're whisked off and you're feeling like a failure. And yet God is glorified. And then thank you, God, that you had the blessing to hear. Because sometimes we do those little acts and we never know.
Right.
We're pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road, and those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, But as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the light
So, Steve, tell us something about yourself that maybe our listeners don't know. Maybe it's an experience or a hobby or something that's unfamiliar with most of our listeners.
Well, let's see. I'm a very regular person. My wife and I do all of our landscaping. We were digging up weeds yesterday, last night, trimming hedges. I'm getting ready to mow the yard this afternoon. We take all of our trash to the dump. You know, my hobby, I think, is probably the two of them. I ride a bicycle, mostly for exercise. And then also I like birds, so I build bird houses, bird feeders. My purple martins just arrived yesterday from Brazil. They come back every year. So, yeah, you know, and I'm a granddad, and we spent this last weekend taking care of our almost 3-year-old granddaughter. And, you know, whatever she wants, up to half my kingdom is hers. All she has to say is, Granddad.
Yeah, you just melt your heart.
Hey, whatever you want, sweetie.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're excited to have you come into the Virginia Theater on the 29th. And it's been a pleasure having Twyla Paris and Wayne Watson and Michael Card. Wayne Watson was 2 days, the last Monday and Tuesday.
Mm,
and
great.
This interview will be archived at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and it re-airs in the evening. So if you have a friend that appreciates the music ministry of Steve Green, encourage them to tune in tonight. And in closing, I've been playing a couple of your songs, new and old. The recent CD that I received was Love Will Find a Way. Do you have a favorite song off of that CD?
Oh, there's too many. I mean, you know, we pick them because I like all of them. And, you know, I did a duet with Michael English, actually, on that CD. And, you know, we've got a long history together. And, of course, a lot of people are aware of the tumult of his life and the ups and downs. But we sat together for about 12 hours doing one of Bill Gaither's videos and reconnected, and really I got to hear the story of God's redeeming power in Michael's life. And I was so encouraged by that. Yes, there's lots of scars. Yes, there's lots of regrets. But, boy, isn't Jesus more merciful than any of us can imagine? And so I chose to do a song, and I asked if he would help me on it. It's called Your Grace Still Amazes Me. And it was really a touching moment. I mean, we both sang it with tears, and I felt like, you know, I have a friend that I really am grateful for in Michael. So that's one great song. Another one would be Love Will Find a Way. That's about God's pursuing love for us. We give up on each other, but he has ways of pursuing us down any path we choose to run. And I love the fact he is the hound of heaven that will have his way with us. And he says, you know, you will be mine. And he may take a while to let us get to the end of our rope, but he is the Redeemer who rescues us.
Yeah, I appreciate Michael English also. He was in our area last year and sang in Farmer City, and we had him on the air, and he talked about that brokenness, and I thought of your song, Broken and Spilled Out, and just how God, you know, as we allow God to pour himself in us, not only does he bring healing and that redemptive work, but he doesn't give up on any of us.
That's right.
And so, yeah, Michael is a great example of someone who is, again, Lord, if I can be used for kingdom purposes, you know, allow me to continue. And God continues to bless him with his work with the Gaithers and obviously with you. So that's really nice to hear because we haven't connected with him in some time. We're so appreciative you come into our area. And I know on stage it's going to be a grand time and we have a special, I haven't told our audience the special thing that we're arranging with you. So we'll just surprise them on the 29th, but we're very
fun. Encouraged. Yep.
In our closing minute or two here, I'd like to have you share a prayer request, how we could specifically pray for you or your wife, Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can leave our listeners with a closing thought, maybe something that the Lord's put on your heart, a way of blessing them or challenging them or encouraging them.
Sure. Well, boy, I'm so grateful for the many who pray for us consistently, because that really is work in the trenches, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I would say just, you know, a real sensitivity to God and his direction, that every opportunity he gives us, we would not miss it, but would take full advantage of it to point people to Christ, who alone is the hope of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be, I think, our main prayer request, mm-hmm. you know, for strength, for everything God calls us to do. And then a last thought. In fact, this is just fresh from something I was writing last night, thinking about Philippians 1:6, and that's usually the verse that I sign underneath my name. People say, give us a favorite verse, and that's become a life verse for me, just from the standpoint that we need to remember that God started the work, and anything he starts, he intends to finish.
Hmm.
And how long will it take for him to finish that in us? Well, the whole of our life. We're not done yet. And I was thinking about the idea of a snapshot versus a feature film.
Hmm.
And, you know, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, we were talking about the temptation to look at characters in the Bible as the heroes, when in fact they're not. Their lives point to the hero, who is Christ. But, you know, so much of the teaching I received as a child was, okay, let's look at Samson. Okay, how can you be like Samson?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at David. Okay, how can you be more like David? And really, when you start looking at their lives very closely, you'll see there are some pretty ugly pictures in there. But thank God he doesn't look at our lives by snapshots. If he did, you could pick out any one of those snapshots and get a pretty different perspective. But he looks at our lives as a feature film, and the film is what he is doing and what he intends to do and what he will do and what the great outcome will be for his glory. So be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may look at your life and have memories of low points, seasons of shame, disappointment, regret. But know that God is looking at your life as a feature film, and he who began the good work in you will complete it.
Mm-hmm.
He will bring it to completion at the day of Christ.
And how often we can look at a sliver of time of someone else's life and judge them or evaluate
exactly.
them. And we have to be real careful, because God could do a transformational work that very night, that very moment,
right.
that forever changes the trajectory of their course.
Right.
And so, yeah, what a great reminder. Thank you, Steve, for sharing your heart, spending all this time with us. And we'll be praying you up, because you'll be in our area this coming Thursday night. So thank you for being available, and thank you for your testimony to the kingdom and the Christian body at large.
Thank you. It's been a treat talking to you. We're sure looking forward to being with you.
Well, that concludes my 40 minutes with Steve Green, heard over these past 2 days. But wait, there's more. We did have a quick, lighthearted conversation when I was asking him if there was anything else he wanted to talk about. And so I'll share this with you, because maybe one of you will respond and search out Craigslist. Here's why. Unless there was anything else you wanted to refer to or reference.
I think I told you more than I know.
Yes. I didn't get to put in a plug that if anyone's looking for a motorcycle, you know, maybe.
That's right.
We could have that posted somewhere where they could call you up.
That's right. It's on Craigslist here in Nashville.
Hey, what kind of bike? I asked Michael Card what kind of bike he had, and then Wayne Watson, what kind of bike is it?
Mine is a 2005 Harley. Custom Classic. It's a 1200.
And is it on Craigslist?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, somebody might want to come down and buy it just to see if they have to get the title from your hand.
I'd love to sell that to somebody. It's a good deal, too, I'll tell you.
Okay, well, we'll see if it's not sold recently. Maybe one of our listeners.
I've not even had a bite on it. So.
Well, thank you, and we'll be praying you up.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Steve Green. What a privilege to have him a part of Mark and Friends, and what a great friend for any of us to have. What a humble servant of the Lord. What a gifted ambassador for Christ, using his talent and his gifts and his abilities and his time, his resources, pouring his life into the ministry music that encourages our hearts, that brings about blessing, that draws us closer into that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Draw near to God today, friend, and He'll draw near to you. Well, the big event is just 2 days away, and there's still a few tickets left. If you'd like to attend this Thursday night's Community Appreciation Concert, call the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063 between the hours of 10 and 5:30, or order your tickets online at thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. And if you're still undecided, then you need to go to our archive programs page at greatnewsradio.org and listen to my interview with Twyla Paris, Michael Card, Wayne Watson, and listen again to Steve Green. Weren't these artists great? And they'll be live this Thursday after the Singing Men of GNN warm up the stage beginning at 6:15. So remember, the doors open at 6 o'clock, and the first 750 people that have purchased tickets will get a $5 discount off of an Olive Garden dinner. Great News Radio will have some tables set up with ministry resources. And one of those tables will include an interest in trips to Israel, as we'll be planning a missions trip in March of 2013, so a year away. Well, I gotta go. SR News won't wait. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night. And I hope to see you this Thursday night at the Virginia Theater. We'll have our new, improved, updated program guide, Voice of Listener Radio surveys, prize giveaways. We'll pass out God Listens You Can 2 stickers and offer yard signs for you to put out. It's going to be a great concert and an event to remember. Lots of worship, testimony. Oh, you don't want to miss it, everyone. Get your tickets, invite a friend, a neighbor, a loved one, and join us this Thursday. All right, everyone. Blessings on your day, and may we be in prayer with what SRN News is about to share.